In today's deep dive, we're going to be taking a look at language acquisition, but through the lens of something you might not expect, eye tracking.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be exploring a 2014 research paper in which scientists delved into this fascinating intersection of eye tracking and how we learn new languages.
Yes, it's an intriguing area of study because it provides a window, as it were, into the cognitive processes that underpin language learning.
And what makes this particular study so compelling is that the researchers went beyond simply assessing whether someone understands the definition of a word.
Quite right. They were seeking deeper insights into how individuals process language in real time.
So rather than just looking up words in a dictionary and testing vocabulary, this research focused on those more nuanced aspects of language comprehension.
Exactly. They were keenly observing things such as reading speed instances of rereading and the patterns of eye movement through the text, something they refer to as reading flow.
Reading flow. So that's how the eyes actually navigate through the written word.
Yes, precisely. And their hypothesis was that by analyzing these elements, they could gain a much richer understanding of comprehension than by relying solely on more traditional measures like vocabulary tests.
It's fascinating to consider that our eye movements could reveal so much about how our brains are grappling with language.
Indeed, it suggests that there's a wealth of information embedded in these subtle, often unconscious behaviors.
So let's delve into the specifics of their experiment.
Mm-hmm.
How do they go about testing this hypothesis?
They started by recruiting two Japanese students, one with a high level of English proficiency and the other with a lower level.
Okay, so they had a spectrum of language abilities represented.
Yes, which is crucial for comparative analysis. These students were then asked to read passages of English taken from standardized tests.
So using standardized material provided a degree of control and allowed for comparisons against established benchmarks.
Precisely. And what's particularly noteworthy is that throughout the entire reading process, the students' eye movements were meticulously tracked using specialized equipment.
So every flicker, every pause, every movement of their eyes was recorded and analyzed.
Exactly. This provided the researchers with a treasure trove of data to work with.
And I imagine this is where things start to get really intriguing. What did they do with all of this eye tracking information?
The researchers took this raw data and transformed it into visual representations, essentially annotations overlaid onto the original text.
So they could literally see how the students' eyes moved through the text and where they paused or reread. So they could actually visualize the students' journeys through the text, identify the points of hesitation, the moments of rereading.
Yes, and these visualizations proved to be remarkably revealing, offering a depth of insight that traditional assessment methods simply couldn't match.
The researchers didn't keep these visualizations to themselves, though, did they?
No, they wisely chose to share these annotated texts with experienced English teachers to get their perspective.
And how did the teachers react to seeing these eye movement patterns laid out visually?
The response was overwhelmingly positive. The teachers were quite impressed with the level of detail and the potential applications for their teaching practice.
What specifically did they find so compelling about these visualizations?
Well, for one, they reported that they could quickly and accurately gauge the general skill level of each student simply by observing these eye-tracking visualizations.
That's incredible. They could assess proficiency based on eye movement alone.
It speaks volumes about the amount of information embedded in these subtle, often unconscious behaviors. It's like we're tapping into a hidden language of learning.
It makes you wonder what other insights we might be missing by not paying attention to these subtle cues.
The teachers were particularly enthusiastic about the potential for this technology to revolutionize how they provide feedback to students.
Because traditionally, feedback has been based on more overt indicators like verbal responses, homework assignments, or test scores.
Precisely. This technology offers a much more granular, real-time window into the learning process itself.
Instead of just seeing the end result, you're able to witness the journey the student's mind takes as it grapples with new concepts.
Imagine being able to pinpoint the exact moment a student struggles with a particular grammatical structure or gets tripped up by an unfamiliar idiom.
That would allow for incredibly targeted interventions and exercises, wouldn't it?
Precisely. Instead of simply knowing that a student is encountering difficulty, you'd understand why and where that deeper understanding could lead to far more effective instruction.
It's as if we're finally gaining access to the inner workings of language acquisition.
And this study revealed even more nuanced insights, particularly when it came to how Japanese students approached English sentence structure.
Right. There was a fascinating observation about how rereading patterns might indicate an attempt to mentally rearrange English sentences to align with Japanese grammar.
Yes. It appears that some Japanese students with lower English proficiency might engage in this sort of on-the-fly mental translation as they read.
So their eyes might be darting back and forth, not just because they're struggling with vocabulary, but because they're trying to impose a familiar grammatical framework onto the text.
That's the hypothesis the researchers put forward. And while further investigation is certainly warranted, it raises intriguing questions about the interplay between native language and the process of acquiring a new one.
It suggests that language learning isn't just about absorbing new words and rules. It's about reconciling different ways of thinking and structuring meaning.
And for educators, this insight could be invaluable, allowing them to anticipate and address those moments of grammatical disconnect more effectively.
Instead of treating those instances as mere errors, we can begin to understand the underlying cognitive processes at play and tailor our teaching methods accordingly. It's remarkable, isn't it, to think that we can derive so much insight from something as subtle as eye movement.
It really is. It challenges our traditional notions of what constitutes meaningful data in education.
We often fixate on things like test scores and grades, but this research suggests that there's a whole universe of information hidden in plain sight within these unconscious physiological responses.
And as technology continues to evolve, we're only going to become more adept at capturing and interpreting these subtle signals.
The researchers behind this study seem particularly excited about the future possibilities of eye tracking and language learning.
They expressed a strong desire to expand their research to gather a larger data set to really solidify their findings, and they were also very interested in exploring the potential of more portable eye tracking technology.
Because those stationary eye trackers, while impressive, aren't exactly practical for a typical classroom setting.
Precisely. Their vision was to eventually transition to more ubiquitous devices like tablets equipped with eye tracking capabilities, making this technology far more accessible and adaptable to the real world.
And that opens up a world of possibilities, doesn't it? Students could utilize this technology during independent study sessions or even at home, receiving personalized feedback and insights without being tethered to a lab.
It could fundamentally reshape the landscape of language learning, providing both students and educators with a much deeper understanding of the learning process itself.
Now, while this particular study focused specifically on language acquisition, it does beg the question, what other applications might eye tracking have within the broader field of education?
That's a question worth exploring. Could it be used to personalize other forms of instruction or to perhaps identify learning disabilities at an earlier stage? Even to gain a more complete understanding of how our brains process information across different disciplines.
It's as if we've uncovered a new lens through which to examine the complexities of the human mind.
And as we continue down this path, who knows what groundbreaking discoveries await us?
It's an exciting frontier, to be sure, and one that truly highlights the remarkable synergy between technology and education.
The potential to enhance learning, to personalize instruction, to unlock hidden dimensions of human cognition, it's truly immense.
It seems we've only just begun to scratch the surface.
Indeed, the future of education may very well be intertwined with our ability to decipher the language of our own gaze.
This has certainly given us much to ponder. Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive.
The pleasure was all mine. It's not every day we have the opportunity to delve into research with such profound implications for the future of education.
And for our listeners, if this conversation has sparked your curiosity, I encourage you to explore the world of eye tracking and its emerging role in helping us understand how we learn. Until next time, keep those minds inquisitive and your eyes open to new possibilities.